its development, articulation, and its integration is exactly what leverages all of the other assets the best.
Right.
So if you try to attack the assets too early, you could spend energy and time and resources. At the same time, Michael is right in that there are some people cruising along, and I want to pass on, there's a story in the case studies about my working with an attorney who was selling asset protection seminars. How many seminars does this guy do?
Well, the next one's going to be this Saturday.
Do one a month or two a month?
Well, I don't even think they're that frequent. Maybe one a month. We can say one a month.
And how many come out to it?
I talked to him the other day. He said he had approximately 100 registered for this one on Saturday.
He's pulling a lot of leads in.
I hear you, Mike. And Michael's right in that there's a big ask in that he's pulling that many people into the workshop.
Right.
But his frustration is he's not closing as many as he should, so a good USP will help him close more.
What was that case study with your guy,
yeah,
Richard?
What I was going to say is you might want to talk to him and do this on a contingency basis, Matthew, and that is let me call the people that came to the seminar but didn't buy.
Okay.
If he calls them in the next day or two, this attorney that I worked with, we captured another 10, 15, 20%.
Did he do a million because of that?
$1 million cash the first year we implemented that follow-up.
Just by following up with the people who came to the seminar, you're capturing all their names and phone numbers and following up, Matthew, that one simple thing.
So what happens if he has 100 come this Saturday and he closes 25 of them,
right?
There's 75, and here's what happened. Those 75 went home to talk about it with their spouse. They went home maybe to find the money on their Visa card. They didn't have their Visa card. They could write a check, or they could get cash, and so you need that guy following up with those 75.
Right. During the opportunity analysis, I asked him that. I said, what are you doing with the other 75%?
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, well, nothing really. He said, which I knew was an ask immediately. So
that's right.
See, the thing is, people call and they register, so I guess the lady gets the name and maybe the email address, but I don't know at the point of capture if they're getting all the advice.
Well, they need to.
Right.
They need to.
I understood that clearly. There's a huge asset of people who, the unconverted prospects who just leave the seminar and never really get involved.
But Matthew's also identified the reason for a good USP is in that follow-up.
Exactly.
And what are you going to say to the people?
In the initial call, when they call in from the commercial, and then in the follow-up.
That's right.
Right. In both places, when I was thinking about the conversion ratio, and I was thinking like to myself, I don't think the USP is strong enough. And they're not qualifying these sighted people because this guy's kind of animated on this radio spot. So the people are kind of like emotionally charged when they call. I don't think the qualification process all the way through to getting them into the seminar.
Now, that is a great point, Matthew, because the attorney case that I alluded to, these people were all very qualified people. They were doctors. They were high affluent people coming to the asset protection seminar. Mm-hmm. The 75 that aren't buying, they may not even have any money. In other words, they may not have as high a closing rate because they're not as qualified prospects.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I remember reading or listening to some of Jay Abraham's information. He was talking about, you know, better qualifying.
That's
he
right.
A case story about one of his clients who would, when he would run an ad in a paper about a franchise opportunity, he would say, look, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. If you don't have at least $25,000
right.
in capital,
that's right.
don't even call.
That's right. And he might want to start doing that in his ads.
Right.
You might want to test a little bit of that with him.
I was thinking that may have an adverse effect on his closing ratio. They may not even have the money. They may have $5 that come to the workshop.
Right. So now he might all of a sudden just have 50 who come.
Exactly.
But he might close 30, you know, and have 20 instead of 60
right.
to follow up on. So, yeah, you're going to have to test a little bit of that.
If I were Matt, I don't know how strong your relationship is with him, but I think what he's got is the most important thing. He's got an ad on one little station that can fill a room. Closing 25% is not that bad. That's still great numbers without any follow-up. Now, I would try and negotiate some contingency instead of getting paid on this per-project thing.
That's how he wanted me involved initially. He's like, look, you know, I really kind of want you to be a little more involved in
this. How much is he paying you for this USP?
Well, I charged him $1,500.
Okay.
He paid me a part of it up front, and then when I deliver it to him, which, you know, I'm a little bit late on it already because I was getting a little bit overwhelmed and flustered by this whole thing of how to craft it, because I read the manual about the USP, and I read over some the examples that you put in.
Yeah, good, okay.
But I was trying to think, I'm like, how do I craft his? I did a focus group, I taped that, so I got that on audio tape so I can listen to it.
When you talked to some of the people that came, did you ask them, had they gone to any other courses?
Yes, I did.
And had any gone to others?
No, none of them had. Okay. Most of them had actually listened to or purchased courses before this guy. But the people that I asked, they hadn't really bought anything afterward. There was one gentleman who actually, his partner had actually went to this other local guy, had been talking to this other local real estate guy about his program. One of his clients that actually went away, you know, but their philosophy is, you know, you can get bits and pieces from each person, but, you know, every person doesn't have all the answers. So that's pretty much where it is. So in crafting his USP, like I said, some of the unique things about him is he feels for 4 weeks of training, unlimited support, that he has a software program that the person can, that he developed himself.
Right.
He developed this piece of software that a person can plug numbers in from the purchase of the property and all the vital information. And the software will tell you whether, you know, say green light, that's a good investment, or red, it's not. Kind of makes you a little more autonomous in your real estate endeavor.
Yeah, but see, all of that should eventually filter down to results. And so the USP would be, I have unique software exclusive to me that creates results 30 days faster or 60 days faster or
right.
90 days faster. If you had to go out and get this on your own, it would take you too long to do a deal. So maybe it's speed that becomes the USP.
Now, that's what people want. Real estate investing, it's a very ravenous, hungry market. It's the whole Gary Halbert hamburger stand theory.
Right.
And people are getting involved because they want to make money, and everyone wants to make money fast.
This software was created because it can make it all faster, then that's a good USP.
Combining all of these things together to craft his USP, I mean, what am I saying?
What happens is when you combine them all together, then it means it's faster or it's more successful or it's easier to do business with him. And here are the reasons why. And then you bullet underneath that all of the reasons.
So
exclusive
faster.
Software available nowhere else. 4 week scheduled training follow-up. All of those things support the USP. They are the things that he does, the features that create the benefit of faster or easier to do business or expert, the best, the fastest results, the most quantitative results. Whatever it is that you're going to say is the ultimate advantage to the buyer is your USP. The things that he does supports that.
For instance, like you can use Federal Express as an example of a speed USP. And the same thing with Domino's when they were doing 30 minutes or less.
Right.
Speed was the USP, right, Richard?
Right. How they got there then becomes supporting documents for your ads. So the radio spot might be changed to say something like, what's this guy's name?
Mark Wallace. The company is called American Wealth Institute, but his little term is the Wealth Trainer.
Come to the Wealth Trainer Workshop. Unique in the industry because participants can get investment returns 60 days quicker than anybody else. That might be the headline. And then he says, this is because I have exclusive software nobody else has. I have a 4 week training follow-up nobody else has. I have a guarantee nobody else has. But all of that simply means you're going to get your return on investment quicker with me, with the Wealth Builder.
That's good. And that's what people want. They want speed. They want to make money fast.
And his guarantee could be contingent upon them executing his 4 week follow up.
Right, and that's what I was telling him. I said, I'm not saying that you should refund everyone money who comes and doesn't do anything, but I said maybe you can set some system up where they do these certain steps.
You will continue to work with them.
Right.
Until they succeed.
Exactly, almost like the UST
with you. That's right, and that's fair. I think that's something that he could probably work with.
I think it's implied in what he's doing, you know, the way he works with the people and how they kind of...
Yeah.
But he's not explicitly stating it.
Okay, then that's your job in the UST to articulate that.
So I'd get that done for him and then approach him on a contingency.
Yeah.
Once you get that in place.
Okay.
Because now you have something for follow-up. You could say, I understand you went to the wealth building seminar, is that right? Yes. Did you enjoy it? Yes, I did. Did you get a chance to look at the platinum, the gold, and the silver? Yes, I did. Well, we're just following up because we know a lot of people came to the workshop and maybe had some additional questions. Do you have any questions that we could help answer for you? Well, yeah, I was worried about this. I had a question about this. Well, the wealth seminar is very unique. In fact, we're the only ones that can guarantee you a 60-day return instead of a 120-day return. And so would you like to go ahead then and get the platinum package? So see how you begin then to work a USP into your follow-up.
So how do I, going one step backward, and this may be a separate project, but again, my gut about the qualification process of the initial call-ins off the radio screen.
Well, you're going to find that out in your follow-up calls. Part of your follow-up calls, you're going to start to find out, geez, this guy doesn't have any money. Why does he even come to the seminar?
Now, let me ask one other question. Do you think I should contact more of his customers to get a better feel for this?
I would call the next 10, and the next 10 I would ask the question, what could we do that this course or any others that you've looked at, you wish that we would do to help you succeed? What is it that's missing? And they might begin to help you identify a void.
I was asking that question.
And what'd they say?
Well, they all just kind of say, well, it's not anything really missing. It's just that I didn't get the time. It was more the people more than the system. It may be something lacking in the system, but I don't know if the people exhausted the system enough to understand that there is a void. They actually worked it hard enough to say, you know, I did everything, then I just didn't get this result. I wish this. They didn't do everything, so... They can't even kind of express what's missing because they didn't really go anywhere. That's unfortunate, but that's what I was getting every single call.
Then they clearly can't give you much of a USP answer.
Right. Those people that I contact, again, I got a few comments. Two guys said, you know, it was just too basic. Like, it was good information, but we want something more, which, again, clued me in. He doesn't have a back-end follow-up.
Yeah, I think that's where your USP is, Matthew. I think he needs to really get good at a follow-up plan for his people.
Right, and he knows that. He knew that when he called me.
Then create that for him, because that's unique. No one else does it. The reason I'm saying that I think it needs to be there is that at some point this thing's going to maybe collapse on him. If he doesn't start getting some testimonials, you know, and some success stories.
I'm pretty sure he has success stories. He has a video where he has people, testimonials on his video. So he has some. It's just that the people that I contacted weren't the people. He does have some testimonials that I watched. So there are some success stories. I just never reached those people for whatever reason. I called, they weren't home. He doesn't have them on the web. He's placing them on his video distribution. So the people that enroll in the packages are getting these video testimonials on his DVD.
You've watched that DVD, right?
Right.
Is the reason for their success having anything to do with his system, or is it them just getting off their butts and going to work?
I think it's both. I think it is the system because they mentioned that he was accessible and they helped them walk through the process. Of course, their own initiative had a lot to do with it.
Right. Is his software unique?
It's unique. I've been doing some research on one other software program that a CPA firm developed. It's, I think, a little more extensive and sophisticated than his software, this thing called Cash Flow Analyzer or something like that. These two CPAs developed the software for their real estate clients. I think it's pretty powerful and more powerful than his is. And they sell each one for about $80 a piece. His software is probably unique in that his program, it comes with it as an included part. But I think Russ Whitney actually has a software program as well.
Yes, they all do.
Basically, the program looks at the numbers. You plug in the purchase price, interest rate. It kind of gives you a yes or no answer on how to invest or how to make the investment more suitable to get you a higher return.
I think I would spend more time then on his successes.
Right.
And I would try to articulate and identify what they're saying and build from there. Build on the fact of what the system is. Well, maybe it is his accessibility. He's easier to do business with. He'll help you even on a payment plan if you need to.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Because he really just wants your success.
One other thing that he has as part of his system is that when you enroll as a Platinum member, you get a free session with a certified financial planner.
Okay.
It's part of the program. So you sit down with, you know, Richard, the, you know, the CFP guru, and you sit down with his Platinum members and kind of go through their entire financial picture. Not just getting you to invest in real estate, but helping you with your debt load.
How much is that worth? That's probably worth $200 or $300.
Right. Between $150 to $200 alone, that would be worth to sit down with the financial plan.
Well, see, that's part of a good USP. You get more value with Mark than anybody else. That is another way to craft a unique selling proposition, is call it an extra value proposition. It may be that for the same dollar, you get all of this extra value from Wealth Builders that no one else has. Call it an extra value proposition.
Matt, has it been helpful?
Oh, absolutely. I just got to figure out how to write all this down.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Michael, to all of the HMA people out there, this is an important hurdle to get past. And you'll never get past it unless you start writing it down.
Right.
If there is one thing that HMA people have got to be able to start doing, is crafting and articulating and writing it down. And I'm happy to review USPs with them. If they'd like to email to me a USP, that'd be fine. I'd be happy to review that with them. But it's kind of like these people that go to the seminar and then they stop. There is probably a big hurdle here for HMA people. It would be making that first commitment to start writing.
Well, Matt, I'll get this recording to you so you can re-listen to this today.
In the specific format, I looked through all the ones, the examples.
Yeah, you can follow that.
I know it was saying 90 words or less. A lot of them seemed like they were much longer.
Okay, now that's important. Good question.
Okay.
Is his unique selling proposition might be that the Wealth Trainer is unique in that because of the software and accessibility, you can begin getting a return on real estate investments 60 to 90 days faster than any other program. That's the USP. That's 90 words or less. Now what you do and put in to support all of that is not the USP, but it's important support material. It's what gives the USP the credibility. It's what gives the USP the meat. But the USP is exactly what I articulated there.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, very good.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, Matt, I'll get back with you. Richard, thank you for your time.
All right.
This has been good.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Mike Sinoff. That's the end of this recording and training session on how to develop a USP with Matthew Pepple, Richard, and myself. I hope this has been helpful. And like Richard says, the most important thing is to get in there and start writing USPs. In doing it, don't worry about messing up the first time or the second time, and eventually you'll be crafting wonderful USPs for your clients. Enjoy. You may not know what barter is or what the trade industry is, but it's a tremendous, a multi-billion dollar industry, and I've come up with a loophole on how to take advantage of this industry and literally put thousands and thousands of dollars worth of savings into your pocket. You can hear me do it for real. In this 15-minute recording, I will show you how I saved, for personal expenses, almost $10,000 with only about 15 minutes of telephone calls. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this, and instead of me telling you how to do it, I show you how. You can listen to me do it for real. So head on over to the product section at hardtofindseminars.com. In the light blue column on the left, click on the link that says Barter Secrets, and you can hear it all in action. I think you're going to find this fascinating.